Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 11. So now, here is Mary, and here is the angel who has brought what? The word. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick, and that quick there is what? Alive and powerful. That's what we're looking at, powerful. So I said when God was going to do the biggest miracle, God was going to become a man in the womb of a woman. What was God going to do? Send lightning and thunder? He sent a very, very powerful angel. Was the angel bringing something from heaven? What did he bring? He brought God's word. He came to speak words to Mary. You are highly favored. You are going to give birth. And you will conceive in your womb. Bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now it was up to Mary to say, me? Angel, what do you think you're saying? Don't you know that I am getting married? How can I be pregnant before my marriage? What are you trying to say to me? Oh, no. I'm not ready for this. I cannot be. No. Please. Prophetess, I understand all you're saying, but no. No, this one, I cannot take it. I don't know why. Hold on. Let me think through it. The word of God is coming. God is giving you something. Say, let me think through it. It happens over and over. I said, I go to Healing Jesus campaign with Bishop Dagwood Mills. You just type out Bishop Dagwood Mills Healing Jesus campaign and you will see the kind of work I do. And I've been speaking to people from everywhere. Is it South Africa? Is it Lesotho? Is it Swaziland? Is it Zimbabwe? Is it Sierra Leone? Is it Liberia? Is it Ghana? Is it Nigeria? Where you just mentioned it. Is it East Africa? Is it Uganda? Everywhere, nations, millions of people who given their lives to Christ. Not that we said, hey, we just figured out. No, they received decision cards. And I have seen it over and over and over, how one will receive and the other one will not receive. And listen, when we go to places where they do not even know Christianity, that is what surprises me. These are the ones who receive the word of God more. They are more open. When you go to religious people, they are the worst. Unable pastors and Christian leaders, unable to accept the word. And yet somebody who does knows nothing just said that this man of God, when he speaks, this will happen. We'll come and believe and we'll receive and go. And you see the Christians standing there. Religion has blinded us. Oh, everything that has blinded the mind of your understanding today is coming out. It's falling out in Jesus' mighty name. That receive enlightenment for your understanding. So when the word of God comes to you, it's either you push it away or you embrace it. And everybody in the way they embrace it. Some people will hold the word by the hand and just look at the word and say, you're welcome. Some people will embrace the word, kiss the word, and say, enter into me. Enter into my spirit. And the word will just go straight in their spirit. Immediately you see miracle. You see somebody helpless, hopeless. The doctors have written the person off. You see the person. Recently, one of my son's members, they was written off. There was water in his lungs, blood in his bladder. His kidneys had shut up. His heart was not working. He was gone into coma. How is this person going to? But the word of God, when it comes, you must learn how to embrace the word. Is it the word? Is it written? If it's written, then it's for me. If God said it's for me, then you pick it. That is it. Then you put it in your own mouth and begin to own that word and speak it for yourself as if it is yours. That is where you see the miracle happening. It's as if God favors some people and does not. No! Healing came for all, but one accepted, one did not. So let's listen to what Mary said. Mary, Luke 1:38. Listen to this wise young lady. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Does it? Be it unto me according to thy word." Then the angel departed. His work was done. Let this word you have spoken, let it be unto me. Let it happen to me. This word is mine. I possess this word. I take this word. It is mine. I receive it. I'm living this word. This is the way I'm going to live from today. This is the word. This word is for me. Oh, you're blessed, blessed. This is the way you're going to live. I can see your future. I can see your future as you take up this word and you begin to live it. In Jesus' name, you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.